Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You're not going to believe this one. From the You Can't Make This Up folder, back in June of 2012, there was a young black man by the name of Rayshard Brooks. He was shot and killed in the Wendy's parking lot down in Atlanta. I don't know if you remember it. Without waiting for the facts, the media dive-bombed the story and pronounced it another case of racism because the officer was white and Brooks was black. I mean, what else could it be? They didn't wait for the facts, and neither did the people who burned down the Wendy's. I mean, total loss, burned down the Wendy's in the parking lot where Brooks was killed, because that's what the left does. They rampage when they get mad, and everybody's fine with it. So, sentencing was this week for the two, Chisholm Kingston and Natalie White. Now, what would you think you'd get if you got mad and burned something down, but it wasn't part of a Black Lives Matter protest? I'd expect to do a few years in prison. Not these two. Get this. $500 fine, 5 years probation, and they have to each complete 150 hours of community service. Are you freaking kidding me? But it's actually worse than that, because this isn't just any justice system. This justice system is in post-American territory, blue Fulton County. So all they have there are kangaroo courts. Fulton County, yeah, that'd be where Donald Trump is currently charged with 13 felony counts and is facing a maximum of 76.5 years in prison. Perhaps Trump could burn down a Wendy's or two and help his case? Look, after the summer of love, we all knew the left street thugs would be back. Oh, I forgot to update you on this. Remember the insurance estimate for the damage from the summer of love? Originally thought to be $1 billion. Yeah, 5 days ago, a closer to final estimate came out. Want to know how much it is? $2 billion. This is what the left now feels entitled to do, is allowed to do, was practically celebrated by its leaders, who unfortunately are losing control of the violent left in the streets right now, in a way none of us could have ever anticipated. Who'd have thought in our lifetimes we'd ever see violent leftist mobs reminiscent of, quite frankly, Nazi Germany in the streets? Folks, the scene in Pennsylvania right now is something I never thought I'd see in the United States of America. Not even from the violent left, at least not in my lifetime, because this is something we haven't seen before in modern history. Let me tell you what happened here. Jewish business owner owns a falafel restaurant, and the restaurant is specifically marketed as Jewish style falafel. So Jewish is very much a part of the marketing. The owner, though, is not politically active, hasn't been involved in protest on any side in the Israeli-Gaza conflict. He's just a guy whose name's on the internet and identifiable as a Jew. That's it. Yet his restaurant has been mobbed to the point that the roads in front of it are blocked. Crowds stretch from wall to wall, the businesses around it, chanting. What's so unique about this is they're protesting him solely because of the skin he was born in, because he is Jewish. All it's going to take, folks, is one rock through one window before we've got the equivalent of Kristallnacht in some blue areas. I mean, we've already got members of Congress hauling the heads of major colleges and universities in to testify today because Jewish students are so intimidated by the anti-Semitism, sometimes violent anti-Semitism on their campuses, they're afraid for their Jewish identity to even be known at school. But I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. And Democrat officials know they've got a problem. They know how weaponized their street thugs are, i.e. their young voters. Again, the $2 billion in damage, they cheered them on while they were doing it in the wake of the death of George Floyd. But now we've got senior leadership calling out their own voters. Why? Not because they care about Jewish people. They don't. But because this is a very bad look, especially headed into 2024. Last week, Chuck Schumer called out his own voters. Nancy Pelosi's daughter has even stepped up to condemn the rapes of Israeli women after the squad, Pramila Jayapal anyway, embarrassed the Democrat Party on national TV by equivocating about it. But the squad members aren't alone in this shocking level of anti-Semitism that's now so hip in the Democrat Party, which makes it terrifying, because if this is where they are with Jews, where are they with us? Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But there's a woman by the name of May Golan. She's the Minister for the Advancement of the Status of Women of Israel. And they're very concerned because Western women, particularly Western liberal groups, who they thought were their allies, have largely been silent, including the UN, and refused to condemn these brutal rapes and disfigurements that happened on October 7th. So Golan, she's a member of the ruling Likud party, and her group reached out to Michelle Obama's spokesperson and sent a sworn statements from witnesses about particular rapes that happened on October 7th, and just asked Michelle Obama to, you know, just condemn this. This is bad. So far, and they know, they say they have verified that her spokespeople got the request. They spoke to them. So far, not a word back from Michelle Obama. Dear God. But Obama, who might one day have political ambitions, heck, it might even be in the next election at the rate Joe Biden's going, is probably aware of the demographic reality that her party is facing. When an HCAPS poll taken on October 19th, a week and a half after the atrocities on October 7th, showed a shocking 49% of 18 to 35-year-old Americans support Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians and believe it can be justified. So this is the base of the Democrat Party. You're talking 49% of 18 to 34-year-olds believe it can be justified. And that, I'm looking at the crosstab. That is how the question was asked. Do you think Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians can be justified by the grievance of Palestinians? But Jewish people aren't the only group the ruling left has a frothing hatred for. Their hatred, by the way, is getting downright scary. Listen to James Carville, kind of the strategy dean of the Democrat Party, and what he had to say about Mike Johnson because of his open avowed Christianity. Johnson is the new Republican Speaker of the House, but he's also an openly avowed Christian and patriot. Understand, as you listen to this, this isn't just how Carville and the Democrats see you if you're both Christian and a patriot. It's also how their fellow travelers in the FBI see you too.
Do you think Mike Johnson can hold his party together now that he has taken the mantle?
Well, first of all, I don't think he can hold his party together. Second of all, you're exactly right. Mike Johnson and what he believes is one of the greatest threats we have today to the United States. I promise you, I know these people.
Right, you're talking about Christian nationalism.
Absolutely.
Talking about
this,
this is
this is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda to this country. And let me tell you something. They have Speaker of the House. They got probably at least two Supreme Court justices, maybe more. Right? Don't kid yourself. And people in the press have no idea who this guy is, how he was formed, what the threat is. And this is a fundamental threat to the United States. It is a fundamental thing. Don't believe in the Constitution. They'll tell you that. Mike Johnson himself says, what is democracy but two wolves and a lamb having lunch? That's what they really, really, really believe. And to say, oh, come on, man, that's just... No, no. They believe that, and they're coming, and they've been doing it forever. They're funded. They're funded. They're relentless.
The level of ignorance here is actually shocking. This isn't a democracy. It's a republic. So, of course, Mike Johnson would believe it's not a democracy. And a democracy absolutely is the mob deciding whether to smash the windows in at the Jewish falafel store and kill the owner or let him live. Whatever the mob wants, that's the rule of law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And thank God we don't have that in this country. By the way, if you've ever doubted that, there's an easy way to check. Find a constitution, text search it. You can do this online. You will not find the word democracy in the Constitution. That's because we're not a democracy. You will, however, find Republican in the Constitution, as in Republican form of government, the one we have. So when you hear James Carville do this, and the reason that Marr had him on is Carville has a whole Chalk Talk video out now on how Mike Johnson and Republicans want to turn America into a theocracy where, get this, you'll be censored and spied on. That's exactly what they're doing to us. And they're mad at him because he won't regurgitate their disinformation that we live in a democracy when, thank God, we do not. Want proof the FBI thinks of you exactly how Carville just described, that he's not exaggerating? They really think this way? All right. Remember just a few weeks ago when we learned? Headline. FBI quietly recreated new category of extremism ahead of 2024 election to include Trump MAGA supporters. So just the supporters of Trump. And again, these aren't people suspected in crimes or who've committed crimes. Their only crime is to support Trump. Then remember the news last week, which was truly horrific. That's Trump special prosecutor Jack Smith got a secret subpoena from the DC court system for anybody who had ever liked, Donald Trump's tweets, followed Trump's account on Twitter, or retweeted his tweets. Wow, how convenient. When the FBI, again, has now quietly created a new category of extremism and is tracking these people with threat tags. By the way, that is a terrorism category. Also, by the way, I'm on that list. Are you? Meanwhile, we all need to pay attention to two things happening simultaneously. Remember when Barack Obama purged the top level of our military, removing, according to Investors Business Daily, which did an investigation, over 100 of the top level brass for very clear reasons? They weren't liberal enough. He pushed them out. Well, we saw the purification process in slow motion over the last few years with the shot mandates, with the woke politically correct rules that include using the criminal for code of justice within the military to prosecute people who don't use correct pronouns. So they've clearly been pushing us out. But why? Now we have our answers. First, this report from Anthony Aguero, who's been covering the flood at the border for months. And he's saying that the number of Middle Eastern and African men from Islamic countries is overwhelming right now. And they're not just sort of randomly wandering in either. They're being systematically brought in by something called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is paying for their travel expenses, organizing their caravans. And listen to how many are showing up just in a single day.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of is called the Islamic Cooperation. 57 members of this particular organization is the total number of countries involved, and 56 of which are part of the United Nations. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
And just as those military age men are coming in, totally not coincidence, Democrat Senator Dick Durbin proposes this.
Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force?
Yeah, because you guys deliberately purged the military. Now we know why. Well, Christmas is right around the corner, then nobody's going on a diet right now. But wouldn't you feel better? Wouldn't you enjoy it more? Eating whatever you want if you know you've got a plan to get your health on the right track in January. Beat the rush. Go ahead. Sign up for an appointment in January with myphdweightloss.com. And you'll know as you nosh down on those great Christmas treats, you've got a way to take the weight off and to turn over a new leaf. I lost 29 pounds in 6 months and I've kept it off for almost 10 months. You can too. And you'll build the kind of metabolism that when you occasionally enjoy yourself, I'm going to over Christmas, you can bounce right back and keep the weight off. Curious? Check out myphdweightloss.com. You can do it at home from anywhere in the United States. Myphdweightloss.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.